real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Well, it's a nice day today. So what are you doing at home listening to the radio? Should be out cruising the road.
Listening to the radio.
Anyway. Traffic is bad. Not for you. For your car. The longer your engine idles, the worse it is. Especially if you don't have that good motor oil and, most of all, good gasoline. All of you stuck in traffic, you're beating the living daylights out of your engine. It's worse than drag racing down a quarter mile. Okay? When you're in traffic, it's really, really bad. And you get aggravated. It aggravates you. That's what causes road rage. Now, road rage is a really stupid thing. Because what do you get out of road rage? Huh? Do you get more money? Do you get a better car? Well, I'll tell you what you usually end up with. Going to jail. Okay? That's what you get. Or a ticket. So stay cool. Stay cool. That person want to be road rage, let them do it. Okay? Don't join in. It's like the world. China, Korea, talking about using the atom bomb rockets and all that. You know, folks, if these people had common sense, there's no country in the world can use the atom bomb. I mean, you could, but you're going to spread that radiation all over the earth. Everybody will get it, including your own country. It's really dumb. And the biggest thing is, okay, the biggest thing is, the world is so integrated with business. Why are you going to kill your customer? Now that's stupid. You know, you got a restaurant, you shoot your customers so that they don't come into your restaurant. That makes sense? No, that's so stupid. China does a lot of business with the whole world. Russia does too. Everybody does. It's all integrated. So you cannot go out and say, oh, I'm going to destroy that country. No. You lose business. So, what's up? China lost Toyota. And that was one of the biggest accounts. Toyota does not make anything in China no more. Ever since 2011. Because they got so fed up. Toyota got so fed up with the faulty workmanship, and they made everything in Japan. Because the Japanese people in Japan, they have pride. They do good work because they don't want to shame their family, the name. Now if the world would take the same attitude, then maybe the world would be better. You know, the family name, the most important thing. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 520-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Now, a lot of people are buying used cars. That's fine. Okay? But when you buy a used car, number one, change the license plate. Do not keep the license plate of the old car, of that car you're buying.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, that's a good question, Wanda. Because, number one, you don't know what that person did as far as road rage, or if he upset somebody, that person that he upset or she upset or whatever it is will remember the license number. And when you parked at the mall or whatever, the person that has this vendetta against this license plate will come and wait for you to come back to the car or scratch or beat up the car. Okay? So you don't want to be part of it. So change the license plate, number one. And number two, if that person that sold the car to you still has a key, it can come back, steal the car, change the license plate with his other car's plate, and now he has his old car back, and you're out of a car. Okay? Number three, if, and that's the biggest American word, if that person had problems with the law, or did drugs, or sold drugs, people identify by their plates, the license plates. So you don't want to be any part of those. Okay? But most importantly, I do not recommend buying used cars unless you know without a doubt who the person, what the person did as far as servicing the vehicle, as far as using the right fuel, all of that good stuff. Okay? Unless you know all of this information, it is risky business buying a used car. Okay? So, you gotta think. Please have common sense. Common sense passed away in the 60s, but use common sense. Would any of you, sell a perfect, good running vehicle that gives you no problems? Would you sell it?
Yes.
Okay. There are some people like that.
Well, maybe, you know, they have a lot of money and they only want to keep their car for three or 4 years.
Yeah. In that case, yeah, buy those. But unless you know, beware. Okay? If you're buying the used car from a dealer, the dealer always puts the sticker on the window. As is. No way. As is for upholstery, paint, but as far as safety related, tires, shocks, suspension, steering, CV shaft, the axle shaft, anything safety related, they have to fix it by law. Okay? Anything safety related cannot be sold as is. The brakes are bad, they got to do it. Okay? Remember that now. That's why your best bet, call Maui Toyota. Get a new one. Damon Farias will be more than happy to deliver it to you. Okay? Now, talking about Maui Toyota. A&B on Maui, I've been talking with them and trying to get them to change from sugar to ethanol and electricity. I don't understand it, folks. They stand to make 10 times the profit on ethanol and electricity versus sugar. And they don't have to worry about the disposal of molasses. They don't have to worry about the people complaining about burning the sugar cane because you cut it. You use the leaves and everything. Okay? And there is no waste. Nothing is waste. At the end of all of that, after making electricity and all that, all you have is fiber that you sell for topsoil. That's clean. So, there's nothing left. Not like sugar. I don't understand these people. Why don't they do ethanol? I gave them a whole scenario on how to check. Check with Brazil, check with other states that have ethanol refineries that's doing well. I don't know. 675 workers without a job because they don't want to do sugar. Over 10 years ago, I talked to them about doing ethanol. They still don't want to do ethanol. Sad. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. I guess they're just like the racers, you know. Way back in 94, I told the racers that I need to get into office to save Hawaii Raceway Park. And all they could tell me was, how you know going closed? How you know going closed? It's closed. Now we have no Raceway Park. So the kids are racing in the back streets of Campbell Industrial Park, and every place they can find a nice straightaway. Yes, they know that if they get caught for racing on the road, they get put in jail, they confiscate the cars get confiscated. But that's the excitement, folks. I'm telling you firsthand because I did it. It's exciting. Okay?
Hey, you know, the other, I think it was last week, we were talking about crosswalks, mm-hmm. walking in the crosswalk.
Yep.
And when you're not supposed to start walking was when the hand was flashing and you had seconds ticking off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you still could walk across.
No. No, if the hand is up saying stop, you don't continue to try to cross. But a lot of people do, especially in Chinatown.
So what happens if a policeman see you doing that?
They tags you.
You can get a ticket then.
Yep, you get a ticket. And, you know, especially these old folks, they walk slowly. So because they walk slowly, they should start on a fresh light. But you see them, when the seconds are gone already, they start to try to cross. That's crazy. I mean, I see people starting to get tagged. Okay? That doesn't mean that you're crossing the crosswalk on the green with a thing saying go, and then when the hand comes up when you're halfway through, you stop.
So, do you think the policeman will give you a ticket if somebody's still in a crosswalk and they're not supposed to be in a crosswalk and you don't wait the whatever amount of car or lanes that you're supposed to wait?
No.
What do you mean no? He's not going to give you a ticket?
If you're jaywalking, no.
Well, what if you're in a crosswalk but you have the don't walk sign already?
You're still jaywalking. You're illegal. You're breaking the law. And if you're out of the crosswalk and crossing the street, they don't have to wait because you are not in a marked crosswalk.
Okay? And you won't get a ticket for doing that?
Nope. But the person walking across, not in a crosswalk, will get a ticket. The car No, they don't have to wait. Because the law says you have to wait for the people in the marked crosswalk. In the marked crosswalk, not outside of the crosswalk. Okay? So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Don't wait to try to call in when we're going off the air. People have been calling me and saying, hey, how come the show ended? We don't continue all day long. Anyway, it's only a 1 hour show, not a 2 hour show. And even if it was a 2 hour show, people wait to the last minute and try to squeeze in. It's break time.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob?
I think we got disconnected.
Maybe Rolling Bob got a flat tire.
Maybe he got a call back. So, in the meantime, let's go to Ron from Ala Moana.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, how are we doing? I'm calling about the crosswalk thing. They should get rid of the countdown because too many bozos are going to chance them.
That's right.
You either get red or green, just like the regular traffic light.
Yep, red, yellow, green.
I crossed right next to me while I was making the turn through the crosswalk, threw up his arms like I was wrong. And
no.
just two car lengths behind me, who was their patrol car. He didn't do anything about it, though.
No. That's so, the police. I don't know.
I heard that before, but maybe it was like 20 years ago. This one friend of mine got chewed out by this lady that she told him, you're not supposed to be crossing when the thing is flashing. He says, I don't think so. But she was right after all.
Yep.
So that's where the confusion is coming in. I've seen people dash across.
Oh, yeah. You know, so it's all coming down to the police. The police has to enforce it so the word gets out and people stop.
Yeah. And another thing, when you make law, traffic laws, they should involve the police because they got the most brains of them all.
Yeah.
They know what's good and bad.
Yeah.
They used to say before it's a 50-50 responsibility involving a motorist and a pedestrian accident. See, both sides have to show due diligence.
That's right.
And now we're giving the bozo, we're taking away the thinking part for the pedestrians. They think, oh, I'm protected by the law. I can do whatever I want.
That's right. Crazy.
Oh, wait.
They lose.
In old days.
Yeah, they get run over by the car, they're going to die.
I've seen people run across the street with a baby in their arms.
Oh, no.
And yeah, right, and the car is coming, you know. I says, the safest car is the one that's passed you already.
Yeah. That's really crazy.
Like you said, they don't have common sense.
Dude, common sense passed away in the 60s.
Well, I thought only four-legged creatures had excuse, but now the two-legged ones need excuse for being stupid.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, thanks,
okay.
George.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, we got Rolling Bob on.
Hey, you fix your flat tire?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah?
Okay, good. I don't know what happened. I could hear you and Wanda talking about me not being on the air. I'm like, oh, okay. But you know what I was going to talk about today was fate. And you know, like, you know how you're just talking about people crossing the street and not being safe and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I read an article this morning of a car accident in San Diego. Now, picture this. Four people in a car on the freeway. They're trying to get the stereo to work on the car. So what's the safe thing to do? He pulls over on the shoulder, right? To mm-hmm. fix the Bluetooth in the car.
Yeah.
An airplane runs into him.
What?
Yeah, an airplane made an emergency landing on the freeway and ran into the car and killed the 20-year-old girl sitting in the back seat.
Oh, no.
And the people were trapped in the car. And I'm thinking to myself, what are the odds of that happening? And you know how we... You and I always talk safety and, you know, like, you if you have to stop on the freeway, you want to get out the car, you know, unless it's raining, of course, you know, and get away, like, a little bit away from the car because, you know, people are doing something and they drift in the lane.
Yep.
Who would think an airplane would hit you on the freeway?
Right.
Just, I read the article, like, three times, just going, wow. And what would you do? You're sitting in the car. I mean, a plane is coming. It was just amazing. And, you know, just goes to show, like, you know, what was that spot we always run if it was the last time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time, it reminds me, every time you leave the house, or, you know, and another friend of mine, his wife went on vacation, came home, found him in the house dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but... You know, we all have our health issues, and I know it's a little morbid, but sometimes you have to tell people this to remind all of us, hey, folks, be nice to each other, hug the people you love, you know, don't get caught up in all this hate, that's what, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, road rage and all this stuff, you can't keep that stuff pent up, you gotta let it go.
Yep.
Because it's not good for you.
That's right.
So, that's my... mission for today, and fate had it that I had to call twice to give the message. So I'm going to go. And like you said, it's a nice day. And George, people can drive and listen to the radio.
Oh, they can?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you said, you know, while you listen to the radio, you should be driving. No, you should be driving listening to the radio.
Okay.
Okay, and on that note, take care of your car. We'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, we have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dr. Dean.
Hey, just wanted to give the good news. Once again, Shell is still the tops for gasoline, the V-Power. Just had did a fill-up Thursday. And, yep, it's up to stuff.
Hmm. Yep.
You know, the other thing about what Bob was talking about, safety, about cars and all, you know what I'm very disappointed about is that they don't make cars. Today's cars are too small built. You know, that Ford Falcon that's in your shop right now is how they should be building cars even to today.
Well, they build small ones and oversized ones today. Because the trucks in the old days was never that big. They're now huge.
Right.
They cannot go into a condominium parking lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, they on both extremes, they're real small and they're really huge. So, they got everything covered.
Okay. That's why whenever I'm questioned by people, like, oh, how come you drive a minivan? I said, you know why I drive a minivan? Because they don't make cars like Crown Victorias or Cadillac Sedan DeVilles anymore the way they used to. Because if they still made sedans or station wagons that size, that's what I would be driving.
Yeah, but the people that want to save money on gas, they want the little ones.
Yeah. But, you see, what happens is that, you know, I see these small cars, like, you know, like those latest Fiats that come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and that's the most vulnerable time of the day for this to happen? You get a mean rear-end collision. Oh, one hit, you had it.
Mm-hmm.
One hit, you had it.
Well, it's like being on a motorcycle, same thing.
Yeah.
So... people have to think about safety and how much their life is worth.
Right, right.
They don't.
I mean, that's why I've never been a fan of small cars. I've always had a preference for larger size cars. Anyway.
Yep. Good idea, Dean.
Yep. You need to make cars just like the Ford Falcons all over again.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, now, safety is number one, folks, especially when it comes to your children. Safety, okay? Always think of their safety. You know, and what Bob said is true. We all go about rushing around without telling the people around you that you love them. The only time you find out when it's too late, at the funeral. So, you know, cover your tracks. Never know. You just never know. Okay. Now, I recommend using ethanol in your car. And a lot of bad news came out about ethanol attracts water. Ethanol does this, ethanol does that, ethanol burns black, it gums up your injectors, your fuel pump. You know, this is all untrue, folks. And I'm willing to demonstrate to them how clean ethanol burns and how it doesn't affect the short life or shorten the life for injectors or fuel pumps. In fact, it's just the opposite. Ethanol extends injector life, extends fuel pump life, extends the engine life, and extends your gas mileage. Okay? I wish people like Frank Young would get his information right and not go on the news saying all this misinformation. Because if that was a lawsuit, he would have to prove his case. How does he prove his case? He has no ethanol to prove it with. And if ethanol, that's a big word, if ethanol attracts water, it makes the ethanol even stronger. You heard of water injection in the old days? Same thing. Okay? So, in fact, in the old days, my brother and I, when we had a customer with water in a tank, we poured in a quart of vodka. Vodka was ethanol. And pouring in the vodka makes the water blend with the gasoline. So you don't have to drain it. You don't have to waste that tank of gas. And away the customer goes.
How can you tell you have water in your gas?
The car stalls. That's how you find out. It's just like the boaters, they complain about water in the gas. All they gotta do is run more ethanol, and the water will blend into the gas. It's a blending agent. It's nothing bad about it. So, what I recommend to all of you is try using 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of Shell V-Power 92. Try it. Then see the difference. You're going to be so amazed that you can't believe it. It's amazing. It's really good. If you're on the mainland, they're all the same, so I would recommend using the 92 octane and putting in 2 gallons of the E85, the 85% ethanol. They sell it at all the stations across the USA, none in Hawaii. So if you're not USA, you put in 2 gallons of E85, it'll increase your gas mileage tremendously. Okay? So,
we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high. because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the phone?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, Joe? How you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, you talked about earlier about the traffic, and I started taking, and I was in traffic a little while ago. It's so disgusting. It's getting worse. And have you ever noticed every time there's an election year, there's so much road construction going on?
Yeah, because they try to butter up the stupid people.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of like you're saying, how come there's so much resistance against ethanol when it's far superior? It's a better way to go. It's way better than gasoline all around in every category and reason. But, you know, it's kind of like the oil companies control the governor and the legislature. They control the government.
Oh, yeah.
And then because of the same oligarchy, the influence trickles into the media, and they kind of like either don't want to hear it, or they go along with the program and establishment, or they're just ignorant.
The news media, whether it's television or newspaper, should be unbiased and
that's right.
Take two sides of the story, but they don't.
They should be looking at what is the truth and what is best for the people.
That's right. That's right.
And it's kind of like looking at everything. I'm just ready to throw up my arms in the air and give up already. It's like I just got the latest news that the great majority of people on the mainland going to vote for Hillary. Even though over here 70% of the people voted for Sanders, but the mainland is the bigger voting consensus, and they're going to vote for Hillary, and they're blasting Trump down, and I don't know. And then I looked at over here, it's kind of like hopeless. I just saw on the news that all the major candidates, the incumbents, are unopposed, like Caldwell and other the major bad players. They shouldn't be there, but they're unopposed. Looks like we're going to get more of the same.
Yep. The people of Hawaii got to wake up.
Huh?
The people of Hawaii got to wake up.
We got to wake up, got to do something, got to change. You don't do nothing, going to be the same thing, and going to get worse.
That's right.
But anyway, one last thing I want to say. Tomorrow, on Fox Sports 1, NHRA drag racing, I think it's in the morning, so check your local listings, the Las Vegas National Event Meet. It's going to be awesome, like always. NHRA drag racing is the most awesome spectacle sport on the planet. So for you fans out there, check out Fox Sports 1 tomorrow morning, NHRA drag racing live from Las Vegas. And talk to you later. Take care, George.
Okay, Bruce. Same to you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. So give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
Is there such a thing as an aluminum block?
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Cast iron black?
Cast iron.
And which one's better?
It depends on what you're going to be doing. If it's for industrial, for longevity, the cast iron is better. It's for if you're in a Corvette, in a sports car, in a racing car, the aluminum is better.
Why? Because it's lighter?
Yeah, yeah. Only because it's lighter.
Oh.
But everything else, no. The cast iron is the best way to go.
Like, the newer cars are what? Cast iron.
Yeah, but it's thin. They thinned them down. They made them so that it cracked very easily.
Oh, okay, so what makes it crack?
The heat. And it makes the car, make your car run 230, 220, real hot so that it cracks. The manufacturers look for a short lifespan for the car. So it's up to the car owners to take it on themselves to upgrade and do better stuff for the car to make it last longer.
Like, for instance, what?
Using Royal Purple HPS oil. The HPS stands for High Performance Street. Not the regular Royal Purple. HPS. Okay? That's filled with a lot of metal protector. The other oils, no metal protector. And for the transmission, we recommend using the AMS oil, because the AMS oil gives you a written guarantee for 100,000 miles. You don't have to service it. Okay? And it protects better. So, and using the Shell 92, the Shell 92 now, not any other gas. It's the gas we recommend. Okay? So, you go try it. You know, don't believe in everything we say, go try it. But all the sponsors on the show come highly recommended as good products. Okay? Like Maui Toyota and United Healthcare. What's that? EnviroClean. That EnviroClean stuff is really good, you know, folks. We've tested it over and over. Really works good. Anyway, Hawaii Raceway Park closed and it'll never open again. Okay? It's so sad. The program that I had started for the racetrack called Junior Drag Racing for the Kids was excellent. I experienced that for years and years and years. You see, the kids come in, their faces all, you know, they're not happy. It's because of the life they're having, I guess, or whatever. But after the night of racing, you look at their faces, it's a completely different child. The face is different. Because if you go look it up, the human behavior, there's a study on that. Scaring the living daylights out of the person changes their thinking. Okay? From child state of mind to adult state of mind. And adult state of mind has no feelings. So they don't feel sorry or whatever. It was an excellent program. And I'm so sad that it went away. It brought so much memories for those young people. So much memories. That's sad. The young people of today will never have that on Oahu. They have it on the outer islands. I got it started on all the outer islands, Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. And the children are so fortunate to have it. Only thing is, on the outer islands, they don't have what we call a share program. It's expensive for the parents to go buy those little cars. So we had it here in Honolulu. Okay, we had about four of them. They were share cars. They take turns using the car. So you didn't have to invest big money. You just bring the kids there. But here in Honolulu, the children could not have an academic grade below C. If you had your report card below C, you would have to sit on the bench and wait until your grades came back up. It was all about grades, not just about racing. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, it's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And don't forget, give us a call before we're going off the air now. Okay? Anyway, use the Shell 92 gas. Try it out with 2 gallons ethanol, and you be the judge. Okay? Now, here, listen up. Because Safety Check does not check your car for safety. Okay? We got to get rid of that program and save the state money. The state need to get rid of it. The representatives are not listening. So you, the people of Hawaii, have to do something and get involved and tell them, end the safety check. Okay, but because they're not checking it properly, okay, when you take your car in for servicing, have the guy servicing your vehicle check it. Okay, my son Todd does that automatically because he understands the law. The last person touching that vehicle is also liable if that car gets into an accident because something broke off. Okay? That's the law. It's stupid, but...
What if you checked out the car and the car was perfectly fine, and then they started going into a lot of potholes and something breaks, and
That we cannot control. But what I'm talking about is like this Mercedes guy that came in to have his oil changed, and his steering was held together with tie wire. Todd put it back down, and well, he first told the guy, you want to have it fixed? And the guy said, no, I don't have money for that. So he put it back down, drove it out, and told him, no, we're not going to service your vehicle because we don't want to be liable. Okay? When you see things like that. This other lady, her CV shaft was wobbling and going to fall off. He put it down because she didn't have money to change the CV shaft. She continued to drive it. She got into a big accident. Okay? So, have your car checked. And Jiffy Lube is not the place to have it checked at because they don't check. They just Jiffy Lube your car. Okay? It's your life, folks. Your choice. Okay? So, have your car checked. Now, you should clean your headlights and wax it. If it's clean right now and it's a new car, don't forget to wax your headlight lenses. Okay? That keeps that exhaust fumes from the car in front of you from piling up on the wind on your headlight lenses and making it all foggy. Okay? Now, if your headlight lenses are foggy, then go get some Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Okay? Get that, get a towel, a small little towel, and go rub your headlight lenses with that. It'll clear it out and make it clear again. And if it doesn't come clear, then, well, I guess it's time for you to buy a new one.
New car or new lens?
A new lens. Yeah, but some people will just go buy a new car. Buying a new car, that's a good one, Wanda, good one. You ladies, when you go to buy clothes, you always try it out, look in the mirror, ask your husband or boyfriend, how do I look? Right? Okay. Well, when you buy a car, you ask anybody how you look like in a car? No.
No.
Well, there's a lot of ladies that look at the other ladies and say, ooh, she don't match that car. Ooh, that guy don't look good in that car. They're so picky on how they look. So, ladies, before you buy that car, ask people what they think. Do you match that car or you don't? Very important, because you look in the mirror for your clothes. Make sure you look good in the clothes.
That one's hard, though, because you might look good in a car you can't afford. So you're stuck with a car that doesn't match you.
Oh, what about clothes? Bob said he would tell his wife the expensive car makes her look heavy.
Heavy?
That's mean. That is mean.
Hey, Bob, you know what the saying is? I don't know, 10 years, 5 years, 10 mm-hmm. years, what should they do?
First thing, install the electronic rust proofer that we sell. And Harvey also sells that on Kauai. And change the fluids to the good stuff. The Royal Purple HPS oil. The AMS oil transmission oil. You know, and wax the car.
That's it?
Yep. Wax the car. Okay? And don't forget your AC system to spray that disinfectant spray from Crestec Cleaning Center. Oh, on the news, they were saying about the river is high bacteria to stay out of the ocean.
Where is that the one on Kauai?
Yeah, okay. There is a way to disinfect the water. There is a way. You pour in ethanol into the river. The ethanol disinfects it. And the ethanol does not kill the fishes. or the ants, or the birds, or anything. I mean, the fishes will get drunk, but they won't die. Okay? It kills the bacteria.
I guess I don't understand why it would kill bacteria but nothing else.
Well, they use ethanol in the surgery rooms, and I tested the ethanol with my fish tank, with the fishes, and they got drunk, and they loved it. And they're not stupid, you know, they remember. So the next time I come around, they're all there for some more. It's just like in a bar, right? People are drinking. They say, I want more. You don't see in a bar, they drink one and they're done. No. You should know, Wanda.
No.
Anyway, ethanol will disinfect the river and ocean, whatever they need to disinfect, without destroying the environment. Okay,
they might have to just capture all those chickens running wild.
Oh, that's one thing. But try that in Kauai. They got chickens running all over the place over there. And I talked to a guy, Harvey's friend, about eating it. He said he tried. He caught one of the wild chickens and he said, forget it. Number one, it stinks. And he said, it tastes terrible.
It's gamey, I guess. And, you know, I think those are just good for stewing chickens.
No, I don't know about that. That's why you don't see the dogs or anything attacking the chicken to eat them. They know better. It's bad. Bad stuff. Anyway, they can use ethanol to disinfect the rivers, and that'll clean it up. You can pour ethanol on the grass, it doesn't kill the grass.
There's too much ethanol they're going to waste on the river.
Well, that's true too, but that's, you know, keeping the environment clean. Okay? Anyway, it's about that time to say aloha. So I'd like to thank all the callers that called in and try to help make Hawaiian Automotive 101 number one. But most of all, folks, take care of each other. Don't do road rage. Relax. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. Oh, we are away.